Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 24th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trend Teller. Let's dive into today's top technology stories. Tesla is gearing up to enter the ride-hailing market with its self-driving app, previously known as Tesla Network. This app will integrate autonomous capabilities, allowing users to summon vehicles and control features like temperature and music directly from their smartphones. Although the release date is still under wraps, Tesla's recent advancements in their full self-driving software suggest that the future of autonomous ride-hailing might be closer than we think. In the realm of data analytics, a new Python framework called HashQuery is making waves. This tool allows users to perform complex data queries within a data warehouse, going beyond standard SQL capabilities. It's designed to work seamlessly with various databases and integrates with Hashboard for a streamlined BI experience. Although still in early beta, HashQuery promises to enhance the way businesses handle large datasets. Turning our attention to urban development, John Stromek's California Forever is planning to construct a new city in Solano County, California. This ambitious project aims to house up to 400,000 residents in a sustainable, walkable community. With a focus on affordable housing and robust community benefits, the initiative could transform local economies and provide substantial employment opportunities during its development phase. Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, has thrown down the gauntlet in the virtual reality space, claiming that Meta's Quest headset outperforms Apple's Vision Pro. With the introduction of Meta Horizon OS, Zuckerberg is pushing for a more open model in computing, aiming to position Meta at the forefront of the next digital revolution. This strategy includes making their Llama 3 AI model open source, mirroring Google's approach with Android. The semiconductor industry is facing its own set of challenges, as Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, struggles with its new chip factory in Arizona. The cultural and professional differences between American and Taiwanese workers have led to delays and dissatisfaction, highlighting the complexities of global manufacturing ventures. In the housing sector, the University of Maine has unveiled BioHome 3D, a 3D-printed house made from biomaterials. This innovative project aims to revolutionize the construction industry by using sustainable materials and advanced printing technologies to build affordable homes quickly. On the regulatory front, the Federal Trade Commission has made a significant move by voting to ban nearly all non-compete agreements. This decision could potentially affect around 30 million American workers, fostering a more dynamic job market and possibly boosting wages significantly. Lastly, the U.S. Senate has passed a bill requiring ByteDance to sell TikTok due to national security concerns. This legislation, which President Biden has pledged to sign, underscores the ongoing tensions between economic interests and national security in the realm of digital platforms. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates from the tech world. Until then, keep innovating and stay informed.